U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is in Pakistan today for talks with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf aimed at reducing tension between India and Pakistan. After spending the day in Islamabad, Armitage will head for New Delhi tomorrow for talks with Indian officials. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is expected to follow in a few days to add to the pressure on the two sides to pull back from a possible war over the disputed region of Kashmir. NPR South Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. What message do you think Armitage is taking to Islamabad?
Bob, I think it's essentially the same message that the U.S. has been giving the two sides for several weeks now, and the one that President Bush presumably gave President Musharraf and India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee last night over the phone. For President Musharraf, the message is rein in the militants, stop the infiltration across the line of control, and dismantle the militants' training camps. General Musharraf has said repeatedly over the past week or so that the infiltration has already stopped, but the U.S. says it hasn't, the Indians say it hasn't, and I think the clear message for President Musharraf from Deputy Secretary of State Armitage, who has a reputation for blunt talk, is get with the program and fast. And I think the message for the Indian side on Friday is likely to be, okay, General Musharraf is on board, now give him some time to make good on his pledge.
Can Musharraf deliver?
Yes, to a point. There's no doubt that his government and its security services exert a great deal of control over the militants, and the word has apparently already gone out to these groups to cease operations, for now at least. Having said that, while he can probably stop most of the infiltration, probably about 80%, there are some militant groups out there who are not under the government's control anymore. And these are groups who are already angry with Musharraf for abandoning the Taliban back in September, and now they see the handwriting on the wall, which is another abrupt policy U-turn by President Musharraf. And they don't like it at all. And these groups are the wild card. And the fear here is that they might do something while Deputy Secretary of State Armitage is in the region or Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to show their displeasure with General Musharraf and at the same time perhaps provoke the Indians into a response that drags India and Pakistan into an open conflict. And that, of course, is what the international community in general and the U.S. in particular fear most because of the threat of such a conflict going nuclear. And in the case of the U.S., the effect that any conflict between India and Pakistan would have on the war against terror, Pakistan, of course, being a key partner in the U.S. effort to root out Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
Are the Indians willing to wait?
India has definitely toned down its belligerent rhetoric of the last week. It now says it will respond favorably if Musharraf delivers, and that would presumably mean some sort of de-escalation. I think that would perhaps start with a restoration of some of the air and rail links that were severed earlier at the beginning of this latest tension. And if there was no new infiltration for a while, I think perhaps even pulling back some of the troops from the border. But having said that, if there is another big militant attack, especially one in which a large number of civilians are killed, then it's anybody's guess what will happen. India said repeatedly that its patience is wearing thin, and this could be the thing that tips the scale. But I think that the Indian establishment knows that President Musharraf doesn't have complete control over the militants, so they'll take that into consideration if another attack occurs. I think the Indian side pretty much knows which groups Musharraf can exert pressure on and which he can't, and that might keep them from responding too aggressively.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.